Man, thank you for the new song. I love that new song. That was so good. Just a reminder that we can always entrust our cares and our worries to God. What we're talking about today is similar. There's a lot of overlap. We're in the Joseph stories at the end of the book of Genesis. So if you have a Bible, go ahead and grab that Bible and open it to Genesis chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47. If you don't have a Bible, we've put some black Bibles under the chairs. You can grab one of those and open that up. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. It's towards the end of that book. I think we're around page 35 in those black Bibles, but you can find chapter 47 in Genesis. We believe that the Bible speaks with the authority and relevance of Jesus himself. So that's why we spend every week opening it and studying it and reading it together to hear God's voice and hear what he has to say to us. As we've been studying the Joseph stories, what God has been teaching us is that he has these good and sovereign purposes, even in our dysfunctional world. So you and I live in a world that's broken, that's messed up, but God is still at work. And that's what the Joseph stories remind us of. Last week, Chase Bowers preached for us, so I want to give him a hand and thank him for preaching. Go ahead and give him a hand. He's not here, but go ahead and clap anyway. He's the lead teaching pastor at Temple Bible Church, and some of you have heard the senior pastor for many years, was a mentor of mine, passed away a few weeks ago, so I kind of put off asking Chase to preach. I thought, man, he's probably got a big burden on his shoulders right now. Asked some other people, they said no, so I ended up back with Chase asking him, and he's like, yeah, I got the week off, I can preach. I was telling him where we were in the Genesis stories. I was like, man, it'd be great if you could do Genesis 46, but I'm kind of touching on Genesis 46 the week before, the week after, so if you don't have time to write something new on that passage, that's okay. And he said, how about I do Genesis 15? I was like, man, that's like perfect. That's even in some ways better than Genesis 46, because what he did with Genesis 15 was he showed the covenant that God made with Abraham. And then Genesis 46, where we are in the story, it's God reminding Jacob of the covenant he had made with Abraham. So it's really perfect timing for us. I'm very thankful for that. And that's just a reminder that God knows better than we do, you know, what we're setting up. He's at work behind the scenes as we think about what we're going to study and what we're going to learn together. This week, we're calling it Sojourn by Grace. So we're moving into chapter 47. Most of our time will be in 47, but again, we'll reference 46, where God reminds him of the covenants and the promises he'd made with Abraham. He reminds Jacob, it's okay, this is part of my plan to move my people into Egypt, right? So as we think about sojourning, I think it's important that we define the word, because it's not an everyday word in our culture. So a sojourner is someone who is a temporary resident. You can think of a foreigner, an exile is another biblical word for that, right? It's someone who's not really at home. They're just here temporarily. I want to tell you a little story. This is something that's happened several times in my life. There's a t-shirt that I'll wear, and I always get really strong reactions when I wear this t-shirt. I'm actually wearing it under this shirt right now, but I'm not going to take the time to show it to you, okay? That'd just be kind of weird anyway. But when I wear this t-shirt and people read it, I get one of two reactions. One, they just start laughing, right? And that's kind of fun. I like to make people laugh. The other reaction, though, is sometimes people get angry when they read my t-shirt. Do you know what my t-shirt says? My t-shirt says, I love Colleen. I heart Colleen. Why do people react so strongly to that? Well, if you're new to Colleen, you may not realize this, but some people don't like Colleen. Did you know that? A lot of people didn't choose to move to Colleen. A lot of people were moved here against their will by the U.S. Army. And so I think we've got a large concentration of people that were moved here and they didn't decide to move here. They were placed here. And it's really important. And it's, I think, because of that uniqueness of Colleen, it reminds us that we are sojourners. Now, not everybody here lives in Colleen, right? Like, Colleen's the major city in the middle of a bunch of other cities, so a lot of you live in other towns. Your town might be so awesome that you're proud of it, right? And so there are two different ways that you can forget you're a sojourner. One way is you just are crying and whining about how terrible your town is, right? And you forget, well, that's not the point, right? This is not your home. Your home is in heaven. The other way that you can forget that you're a sojourner is your town is so awesome, you never want to leave it, right? Like, it's so good. You're like, I don't want to go to heaven. I just want to stay here. This is a pretty nice homeowners association we have going on, you know? And so no matter if you live in a tough neighborhood or a beautiful neighborhood, it can be easy to forget that we are sojourners. That is who God's people are. And that's what comes up again and again in this section. It came up in Genesis 15 last week that Chase preached from. It's going to come up again in chapter 46 and chapter 47. God's people are sojourners. This is talked about for a New Testament reference. You can look this up later in Hebrews 11. says that the home, the promised land here, is not really the ultimate promised land. We're looking forward to our true home in heaven. That's what Hebrews 11 summarizes about all the Old Testament saints. So we walk by faith. We're temporary residents.